There's a warning about children and devices this afternoon. Now, I know that we hear lots of these things, but this one's got me seriously concerned. Parents are being warned about too much time staring at a phone or a computer because it's sending children half blind. The number of 12-year-olds who are short-sighted has almost doubled in the last 5 years. Optometrists say time spent staring at screens strains children's eyes and damages their long-distance vision. Kate Gifford from Optometry Australia. She's the president. She's on the line. Kate, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. Thanks for having me.
That is a significant increase. The number of 12-year-olds short-sighted almost doubling in the last 5 years. What do you put it down to?
Well, it's absolutely terrifying, really, and particularly in view of the fact that we generally think myopia or short-sightedness, not being able to see long distance, just means a pair of glasses. But in fact, for children who are short-sighted, if they become more and more short-sighted, which is common, there's high risk of eye diseases in adulthood. So there's a really important health message for the long-term eye health of children that we can do something about it now. And if you think about the last 5 years, think about the visual environment. Think about what kids do with their time nowadays. There's so much interesting, engaging stuff that they can do, and for educational purposes as well, by looking at a screen. But one of the key messages is that kids don't spend enough time outdoors. And if they can spend more time outdoors, that will actually be something that helps to protect their eyes from the impact of loads and loads of screen time.
Kate, there have been young people looking at screens for a long time, but when I think about it, the screens have come closer to our faces, haven't they? Because once upon a time, 15, 20 years ago, the screens were up on a wall or on the top of a piece of furniture. Now, increasingly, they're in our hands.
You're right. And if you think about looking up close, imagine it like lifting a weight. And the closer the thing is to your face, the heavier the weight is to lift. Now, some people's eyes can cope with that quite well. They'll be able to lift the weight and then put it back down. But for increasing numbers of kids, you spend so much time looking up close and lifting the weight. Imagine you lifted a weight all day long with your arms. It's hard to put the weight down. And the heavier that weight is, the more that can be an impact. A child won't be able to relax their eyes to look back to long distance.
Okay, what's your advice, apart from spending more time outdoors? What can you give people as far as advice goes when it comes to managing those devices? Because we know they're a reality these days, not just for entertainment, but for education as well.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think it's a realistic thing for us to say to parents to put the screens away. However, there is some very interesting things happening around the world. In Taiwan last year, the Taiwanese government made it illegal for you to give a screen to a child under the age of two. Now, I don't know how exactly they're going to enforce that, but it just goes to show that there's recognition around the world that this is a public health issue. So we can't necessarily tell parents to put the screens entirely away, particularly when they're used so much more for education. But if we can try to limit children's screen time and coursework time to no more than 2 hours after school, that's achievable for small children. It may not necessarily be for older children in high school. That's beneficial. And the key message is spending more time outside. If a child can spend at least 90 minutes a day outside, that can be extremely protective for their eyes.
Okay, and are they better off watching something? Just say it is time to watch a cartoon or they want to watch a show or what have you. Are they better off watching it on a TV screen as opposed to an iPad or a little screen that's right in front of their face?
Yeah, you're on the right track there, Ben. There's no doubt that if it's a terrible day and you can't get outside, you need to ideally create some sort of variation in the visual environment for kids. And when you're looking at a TV, it's further away. It's not as much weight for the eyes to have to lift. So having that variety is very important for children's vision to develop normally.
All right. We've learned something new today. Hopefully, Kate, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much.
Kate Gifford, Optometry Australia President. So there's the advice. You're not going to be able to get rid of the screens. Well, maybe you have. If you've done that, you've done very well. But the reality is they're here to stay. Try to get them watching the screens that are attached to a wall or sitting on top of a piece of furniture as opposed to the iPad in their hands, because otherwise it's just too close to the eyes. 12-year-olds, we've got an increase of almost double in the last 5 years, those who are short-sighted.